Begin the current daf Maseches Menachos daf Nun Dal. Begin on the bottom of Nun Gimel Mabez, on the bottom line, where the Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf, which we opened up in this parak called Menachos Bayis Matzah. Although generally all flour offerings are brought unleavened, however there are two exceptions: there are those the Shteha Lechem that come at Shavuos and the Lachmei Taida, the breads that come at the Taida. 10 out of the 40 are chametz. So that the Gemara brings a machlekes Tanurban Lung the Brisa. We do not ferment and make into chametz the Shteha Lechem and the Lachmei Taida, as the Gemara continues on top of Nundal Menalav b'tapuchim with apples, because that's not going to properly ferment it and make it into chametz, and that's for the reason of May Paris, the fruit juices, they're not something that could make it into bona fide chametz. However, Mishum Reb Chanina Megamliel Amr Machmitzin, in the name of Reb Chanina Megamliel, they said that he holds that it could ferment, and therefore that would be valid chametz, and it wouldn't be matzah, and it would be qualified for the Shtei HaLechem and the Lachmei Taida. Now, Reb Kahani Masnila, he actually taught it, not Reb Chanina ben Gamliel, but Reb Chanina ben Tradyan, that he's the one that said you could be mechametz, these two types of breads, with the fruit juices of an apple. Now, says the Gemara, based on this machlekes, kaman azla haditznan, whom is going like the following Mishnah Masechtas Trumas. The Mishnah says as follows, tapuach, an apple of truma, shirisku, which was crushed, v'nosna b'teichi isan, was put into a dough of chulin, of unconsecrated produce, v'chimtza, and it fermented it and made into chametz. So says the Mishnah, harezu asura. So now the dough is forbidden for a non-kayin, because now you have this tapuach that fermented, that was from truma, that now fermented this whole dough. Says the Gemara, come on, who is it going like? Lem Reb Chanina ben Gamliel. We should say it's Reb Chanina ben Gamliel, who he said that using the juices of an apple is going to be bona fide chametz. So it comes out that the truma fermented the chulin dough and made it forbidden. Because what happens is that sa'ur, yeast, something that makes something chametz, gives a taste, and therefore it doesn't become batel. It's strengthened whatever the mixture that it's mixed into, and therefore it's going to be aser v'leirabon. And it's not going like the Tanakama, because Tanakama said, no, it's not giving such a flavor, it doesn't make it into chametz, and therefore it actually would be batel. So the Gemara, nafil tem rabbanu. We could even say the Tana of the Mishnah is like rabbanu. Because nehid chametz gamer loy hava, although it's not going to be bona fide chametz, therefore wouldn't qualify for the chametz breads of the Lachmei Taida and the Shtei HaLechem. But nukshem yahava, this was known in halacha as chametz nukshe, it is going to be, which is some type of a weaker type of chametz. So it's not going to qualify when you need to have something that's chametz. However, it's still going to be giving a strong taste, and therefore the taste of the truma is going to be inside this chulin, and hence prohibited for a non-kain, even according to Rabbanan, although it won't qualify for something that has to be bona fide chametz, like the Shtei HaLechem and the Lachmei Taida. Now, continuing with the theme that the Gemara and the previous staff had ended off with this concept about the measurement of the Mincha, so Amr Bila, he says, Ein lecha hakasha lekemitza. There is no greater difficult kemitza, which is taking a fistful of the flour offering that's burnt on the Mizbech and the rest is eaten by the Kayin. There's no more difficult kemitza, yesem minchas chayte, more than the kemitza that has to be done on the sinner's flour offering, because his offering was chareiv, was dry. And it's very difficult to do the kemitza, that it shouldn't be missing anything of the flour offering in the fistful, because the way they would do it is they take a fistful, and then you have to wipe off with the thumb on the top part of the fist and the pinky on the bottom part. But when it's dry, particles could fall out because it's dry and it could crumble out. And there it's very difficult to do a full-fledged kemitza, not to be lacking or to do too much when the one does the kemitza. Now, that's what Rabbi Ila says. But Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi Amar, he says, no, it's not so difficult. Minchas chayte, megavle b'mayim u'ksherer. You can knead it with water, and it's going to be valid, and therefore it's easy to do the kemitza, because the Torah only prohibits the minchas chayte from being done with oil, but it can be mixed with water, and therefore it can be turned into a dough, which makes it easier to do the kemitza. Says the Gemara, lay maha b'ha kemifka. Let's say what they're disagreeing about is this concept we mentioned at the end of the previous staff. Demar, Rabbi Yitzchak Sabra Kamei Shehein, he says that the mincha is evaluated according to how it is right now, Misharina, and that's how we evaluate the kaimitz. So therefore, it's going to be a bona fide kemitza in the situation of when it's mixed with water, because it's a fistful of what it is right now. Right now it's mixed with water, so that's what the mincha is, and therefore the kemitza is exactly the kemitza of what the flower offering is. And therefore you can mix it with water. But Amar, Rabbi Ila Savri held no lukumay shahayu, the way it initially was, when initially the flour offering was flour. That's our Misharin, and that's the way how we evaluate it. So therefore, it's going to come out. If you're going to go ahead and now mix it with water, it's going to come out that the kmitza is going to be a little too much or too little. Because if you make the mixture with water very thick, the dough, so now you're going to be missing from the volume, from the Meloi HaKoimitz of the Seilis, more than had it been flour. And if it's very watery, it's actually you're increasing the volume in the Koimitz, which is going to be missing from the flour. And therefore, that's what they're disagreeing about. Do we evaluate it about how it is right now or how it originally was? Says Gemara, no, not so. The Kulam Kamoy Shein Misharin, we could say that everyone says you look at it how it is right now. And therefore, right now, it's a Kmitza, so it's going to be valid. So then the question is, okay, so why did Rabbi Ila say it's going to be possible? Why can't you mix it with water? Why does it say it's so hard to do the Minchas Chayte? Because you have to do a try. That's because of Bahakim Mifligi, they're disagreeing about a different point. What does it mean when the Minchas Chayte has to be dry? It means Chareva Mishem, and it means it has to be dry from what a regular Minchas is usually done with, which is from oil. But water you could put in, and therefore it's not so difficult. But Amar Sav, he said, no, Chareva Mikol Davar, dry means from everything. And therefore, when it says about the Minchas Chayte, it's called dry, like the Pasuk says in Yukra Zayin, V'chol Minchas Balula B'Shem V'chareva. What it means to say is it's dry from everything, and that's why you can't use water, very simply, just because of their interpretation of the pasuk, and that's where their machlekes is, if the Minchas Chayte is difficult to do kmitza or not. Now, continuing on this theme, regarding how it is right now, do we evaluate or how it originally was? Says the Gemara Tzan Hasib, we learn over there in Mishnah Masechtas Uktzin. Besar ha'egel, the meat of a calf, which initially did not have the volume of conveying tumah, because tumas eichlin has to have the size of an egg. So it didn't have the size of an egg. But shenitpach, where it swelled until it reached the size of an egg, because that's what normally happens, the meat of a young calf, it swells. Or let's say, ubisar zakena, the meat of an older piece of meat, of an older animal, which had the size of an egg size. But shenismach, where then it shrunk, which that's normal for older meat of an older animal to shrink. So what do you do? Initially, one would have and one didn't, and then later on, it either shrunk or swelled, and then it had or didn't have the shear. So says the Tanna Kama, says the Tanna the Mishnah, Mishtar l'kamei shehen. You evaluate as it is. Now, there's actually machlokes in the girsa, in the understanding of what that means, the kamei shehen, which is exactly the topic we were talking about just before. And that is Rav, Reb Chiya, Reb Yechon Amri, they all say, Mishtar l'kamei shehen, that as the text, as we read it, what it means to say is, we evaluate it as it is right now. So therefore, the meat of the calf is going to be tummy, because although initially it didn't have the size of an olive, it will transmit tummy, because right now it's swelled and it has the shear of a bea. Whereas the meat of the older animal, which it shrunk, so now it's going to be tar, because ultimately right now, it doesn't have the size of a gebea. Whereas their general disputants, which Shmuel in contrast to Rab, Reb Shimon b'Rebbe, v'Resh Lakish Ami, who generally disputes Reb Yechanan, they disagree, and they say, no, Mishtar l'kamei shehein. They understand the Brisa as saying that we evaluate how it originally was. Oh, so therefore comes out that the meat of the calf is not going to get made tumah, because initially it did not have the size of a kebeah, and the meat of the older animal is going to convey tumah, because initially it did have the shear, although now it shrunk and it doesn't have. Now, on this last opinion of Shmuel, Reb Shimon b'Rebbe, and Resh Lakish, the Gemara says, Mesiv, the Gemara asks on their opinion from the following Braisa. The Braisa says, Besar ha'egel shalahoya b'kashir, regarding the meat of a calf, which did not have, it was smaller than the size of an egg, but v'nem v'tafach, it swelled, like we said, it's normal for that to happen, v'aman al kashir, and now it has the shear, the measurement of conveying tumah. Says the Braisa, tahar l'sha'avar, so it's tar in regards to what was, meaning before it swelled, when it didn't have the shear of a kebeah, if it touched something, that's going to be tar, because it didn't have the shear. But, says the Braisa, v'tami mikan laba, it's going to convey tumah from here on, which obviously shows, because we evaluate it as it is right now. Right now has the shear of a kebeah, it's going to transmit tumah, which is not like Resh Lakish and all those like him, who say that no, we evaluate it as it was, not as it is right now. Says the Gemara, no, it's not difficult, midrabana. The halacha is rabbinic, because ultimately it's not able to discern. Someone who sees it, sees the shiva kebe and say, hey, what's going on? Why isn't it transmitting tumah? So rabbinically we said, but really the truth is, they could be like Resh Lakish and all those that are like him, that we really evaluate as it was. And essentially, in the case of, let's say, an eagle, it actually would be tar. But rabbinically we say it's tumah. No, and that is the Gemara, yihachim is safer. If you're saying that the halacha is told by rabbinics, then let's look at the end of the Braisa. The Braisa says, v'chim b'pigel v'chim b'naiser. The same thing applies to the laws of when someone has a machshav and a carbon chutz l'zmanay, so to parts of the animal left over time, which the Gemara at this point assumes what the Brice is saying, is if there's Nicer or Pigel, and initially it didn't have the size of an olive, which is the share of Isurim, of prohibitory items, which is the size of a Kesayis, but now it has the share of a Kesayis that's swelled, that then the one who eats it would be Chayiv Kars. And that has the Gemara, Iyamit Bishleim Adai Reis. If you say, as we were saying in the Gemara's question, that the Brice is talking about biblical law, Zahain Deikol, Pigel Vanaisa, we could understand how we're talking about Pigel and Naisa, which are Karis, that only comes from biblical law. But Eli Iyamit Rabban, but if you're answering now that you're saying to answer for Esh Lakish and Shmuel, that no, it's talking about rabbinics, Pigel Vanaisa, Drabban and Mi'ika. What do you mean? Rabbinically, you can't have karas. So since biblically, there's no measurement, so how can you say v'chem pigel v'chem benaiser? Seems to be difficult in the answer we just gave. Says the Gemara, no, it's not difficult. Because Amo, say, when the Brisa says that the same laws that we're talking about apply to pigel and neiser, doesn't mean the prohibitory law of getting karas for eating pigel or neiser. It means v'chem betumas pigel, v'chem betumas neiser. It means that there's a certain tumah that applies to pigel and neiser, as the Gemara says in Pesachim da Pehem at Aleph, that Pigel and Neiser transmits Tumah to the hands that touch it, even if there was no Tumah that actually touched that piece of meat that became Pigel and Neiser. Now the reason for that, as the Gemara Pesachim explains, is because Chash de Kahuna, we suspect those Kahanim that might intentionally go ahead and make it into Pigel and Neiser so as to avoid that and they don't want to become Tumah, we said, oh yeah, if it's going to become Pigel and Neiser, it's going to make your hands Tumah. Now, that's what the Brice is saying, that the meat of a calf, of Pigel or Neiser, in regards to the laws of Tumah, which if initially did not have the share of a kebaya, because we're talking about the share of a tumah, then it was the share of a kebaya. And that's what it's saying, that from here on, rabbinically, it will become tummy to transmit tumah to one's hands. Now, why is it necessarily to say this? Didn't we just say this halacha regarding tummy kan laba? So that's what the Gemara explains. No, because sagadet, I mean, you would have thought to say, hayel v'tumas pigel v'tumas neiser. Since these tumas themselves, of piece of pigel or neiser, that it transmits tumah to the hands that touch it, it itself, the Rabbanan, even when it has the requisite share already from the beginning, it's only rabbinic law. So you would say, kula habad Rabbanan, lo yavad Rabbanan. So much Rabbanan not going to do to say that even something which you can evaluate right now to say generally in the laws of Tumah, but this thing didn't have Tumah in the first place. So it's only rabbinic. And moreover, it didn't have initially the shear of a kebaya. And you're going to say, but right now, it does have the shear to say that it's going to be tummy. Maybe you wouldn't say that. And that kamashman, that's what I'm saying. Even though it itself is rabbinics, and still we're going to say that even though it didn't have the shear kebaya initially, but right now it does, that it's going to transmit tumma to the hands that touch it in regards to the tummas of pigel and nisa. But the Gemara continues asking, Toshim af in the following brisa. Basar zekein shahoyi b'kashir, that opposite case. The meat of an older piece of animal that had the measurement of a kebeya. Then b'tzamak pachas m'kashir, then it shrunk to less than the measurement, doesn't have any more the shiva kebeya. Says the b'raisa, so tamei l'sha avar, what was going to be tamei, because at that time it had the shiva kebeya to be mitamei. But v'tar mekan laba, but from here and on, so then it's going to be tar. Now obviously you see that we say like Rav and not like Shmuel, not like Rish Lakish, rather we see that Kamishu Achsha Mishrina, we evaluate as it is right now. Because if you would say we evaluate as it was, so then there should even be Tamei Mikan Laba, because what was, it did have the measurement. So according to Rish Lakish, it's difficult. Why is it going to be tar? Can't say like we said before rabbinically, because this is saying a leniency, not a stringency. So rather, Amar Rabba, Rabba gives a different interpretation in their Machlekes, why it shouldn't be difficult on those second group's opinions. It says, Kol Hecha de Mikara Havabi, if initially it had the measurement and now it doesn't have, that says Rabbah, everyone agrees, holespe. Right now, there is no measurement. So therefore, it's not going to be metame. Moreover, let's say initially it didn't have the measurement, and now it does have. So then Rabbah is explaining, so that's not an isser that it has the measurement right now, because what happened? How does it have the measurement right now? It swelled. How did it swell? Because of just water. So that, even there, biblically also, that's not going to be metame. That would be midrabon. Everyone agrees that rabbinically, yeah, because it looks like the measurement right now, so it'd be metame. So if everyone agrees in these cases, so what was this machlokes we're mentioning before? So that continues rabbon to amid beis. Ki pligi, when do they disagree? Kirin shahoyu by kashir, it had the measurement. It had a kebeya. Then bitsamik, then it shrunk. The chaz of a tavach, and then it went and swelled again. And as Rashi explains, actually the two different cases that I mentioned the Brice are actually two different elements of a three-pronged case. And they're really saying the same idea. And that is the case of Basar Egel Shenitfach, when it swelled, was actually going on the last stage, which is that it was going back to what it originally had. It actually originally had Kebeya. Then it went down to less, and then it swelled back up again. So to the case of Basar Zekenish and Nesmaid, what was going on was going in the middle step. And this is what the Brice was saying, that even though originally, at one point, it got diminished from what the measurement that it originally had, we're going to evaluate as it originally had, since originally it did have this measurement, so therefore there will be a Chiyuv D'Oraisa. In other words, and we're not going to say, and this is the point of contention, we're not going to say that, oh, wait a minute, at the time that it shrunk, it was rejected from the prohibition, and therefore it's like it never originally had, and it's only now that it has, and therefore it's going to be examined biblically. That's the point that they disagree about. And that is Demar Saber, Shmuel, Reb Shimon, Reb Shlokish, that they say that you say it, how it was. What they mean to say is, Yesh Dichud B'Isura. They hold that there is rejection, just like by Kachim, there's rejection of the prohibitory law. And therefore, since at one point, what they say, Kamoish Shahayu, at one point in the middle, it didn't have the measurement because it shrunk, so then it's rejected. And therefore, it's not going to be any more the biblical Tumah. So although it swelled back again, that's only going to be rabbinically. But Amar Sava, but Rav, and all those like him, Rabbi Yechanan, who say that we look at it as it is right now, they say, no, right now it has the measurement, so therefore it will be considered Kebeya and be Metame biblically, because in Dichu B'Isur, the whole, there's no rejection by prohibitory law, and therefore it's going to be Metame. Now, however, in this interpretation of Rabbi, the Gemara asks, Umi Kalamando Amad Yesh Dichu B'Isur? Is there really those who Rabbi was explaining as the opinion of Shmuel and those like him that hold that there's a law of rejection and prohibitory law? But none. We learn the Mishnah Masechtas Torah that says as follows. Kibeo Eichlin, if there was an egg size of food items which is set as the minimum measurement of Tumas Eichlin, Shenicha Bechama, which was put in the sun, Finismatu, and then it shrunk and got less than that. V'chein Sotu, similarly, Kezaisim Names, regarding the laws of a dead person coming Tumas, that's an olive size. Or kezaisim minavela, so too an olive size of a dead animal, the chadasha minasheretz, or a lentil size of a sheretz, a vermin, which is that minimum size, kezais pigel, or an olive size of pigel, or kezais neser, or an olive size of leftover carbon, or kezais chelev, or an olive size of the prohibited fats of an animal called chelev. So tahirin, now that they shrunk, which as Rashi explains, this is going on the eichlin and a mess and a vela and sheretz, then now that they're less than this size, they're going to be tar. And also, Vein Chayov Nalein, which is going in the case of Neisav Pigel and Chelev, there's not going to be a liability for them, Misham Pigel, but Neisav Chelev, because they have less than the shear of the Isra of Achilles Pigel, Neisav Chelev, which is shear of a Kezias, because it's shrunk. Says the Braisa, says the Mishnah, Hanichim Bikshanim. But if, let's say, these things themselves, after that they shrunk and shriveled up, it was put into the rain, but Tavcho, now it's swelled, up, Tmeim, they will be Metame, and Chayov Nalein, Misham Pigel, Neisav Chelev, and you'll be Chayev now for all those things, a Pigel, Neisav Chelev. Says the Gemara, that rejects the one who says that there's rejection by Yisurim. What do you mean? How could it go back to the Yisur if you say that it rejected and it's like it never had? And therefore, when it swells, it should not be considered the biblical law of being chayv karas and pickled nice of a tame. Obviously, you see that there's no the law of dichui by Yisurim. Says the Gemara, tiyufti there, that's definitely a refutation of that opinion. And hence, the interpretation of Rabbi, because then the opinion of Shmuel and others like him would not be valid. Like we said, there's no one who holds yesh dichui by Yisurim. So the Gemara says, Toshma, it's being a raya. The Gemara continues asking, according to the Shittim Mekabetzes and Ais Beis, on Rabba, who Rabba had said that according to everyone, wherever it initially had the measurement, but right now it doesn't have, so he says, Halespa. So he said, well, so it doesn't have the measurement. So everyone would agree that it's not going to be valid, it's not going to be significant, because right now it doesn't have. And that the Gemara asks from the following Braisa. The Braisa says, Termin, which the Gemara initially assumes what that means. It doesn't literally mean to say truma, but it means taking off the tithes. A person could tithe, which is taking off a tenth of the produce, which goes to the levy, to anim, moist figs, a la gregis, on dried figs, which dried up and got shriveled up. And one could do the tithe, biminion, by number, by quantity, meaning to take 10 moist figs on the 90 dried figs. Why specifically by quantity, by number? Because if one would do it in one of the other ways, let's say of mida, which are called by volume, that would be problematic. Because then one would be diminishing the amount of meisa necessary correlating to the numbers, which is generally one out of every 10. Because when you're going to count the gregris, the dried figs of chulin, and the te'enim, the moist figs of Meiser, it's going to come out, you're not going to have, for every 10 gregers of chulin, one te'en of Meiser. Because a vessel that holds 100 gregers doesn't hold more than 50 te'enim, because the gregers is dry and shriveled up. So if you would go with the midah, you're not going to have the appropriate numbers of what it's supposed to be, of one for every 10, of 10 for every 100. Because here, you're not going to have even close, you're going to have half of that. Because the moist figs are that much larger. So if you did by midah, you would run into that problem. So, but if you do by numbers, it's okay. You'll be having the same amount of figs correlating, even if you're doing moist figs, 10 for the 100 dried figs. Now, that is the Gemara. If you say that we evaluate something according to what initially was, so these dried figs that you're taking meiser on, originally, they were moist. So if you're saying that's how Misharina, that's how we evaluate an item, so Shapa, we could understand the halacha of this brisa, because you're taking te'enim essentially on te'enim, because although right now it's gregis, but we don't look at it as it is right now, we look at it as it originally was. But if you say you evaluate something as it is right now, the way Rabbah says it, like he said, right now it doesn't have, so it doesn't have, and everyone would agree, he claims. So then you run into a problem according to the law of the Braisa. Because you're increasing the tithes according to the measurement, to the volume. Because when you take 10 moist figs of Truma, that takes up the space of a kav, a certain measurement. Now, 90 gregris, 90 dried figs, will not contain even 5 kaven. So that's going to come out, you're going to be taking a ratio of 1 to 5. So one would think, okay, great, is it tzaddik? Instead of taking tithes to the levy, 1 out of every 10, he's taking 1 out of every 5 giving to the levy. But as it says the Gemara, no, that's problematic. As the Gemara says, v'tanya, because we learn the brisa. Habarba b'maisa, so if someone increases tithes, and that is when he's taking off the tithes from his pile of produce, he takes off 4 kaven for chulin, and every 5th one it gives to Meiser. You know what ends up happening is? So peresim musukam, so his produce is fixed, meaning it's not tevel anymore, because he took off for sure a 10th, he actually took even more. The problem is, the tithes are damaged. Why? Because you have in the tithe, you have tevel and Meiser mixed together, because half of that 5th kav is Meiser, because that's correlating 1/10, a half of a 5th is a 10th. But the other half is tevel, like all the other produce in the pile that didn't have meiser taken off of it. You didn't take a meiser on this kav because you said that this kav itself is meiser. And you can't. Meiser is 1/10, not 1/5. So therefore, if you say, like, Rabbi, you have a problem with the halacha of the brisa, how could you take off truma of te'enim on gregris by minyan? If that comes out, then you're going to be increasing the volume, which is problematic because then you're taking off too much meiser. So says the Gemara, okay, so Elamai, so what are you saying? You have a difficulty with Rabbi and you want to say, l'kamei shehen. You want to say, okay, look at it as it is right now. So based on that, the ratio would work out. Because, oh, if you're looking at it right now, so then you have the appropriate measurement that's necessary, not increasing anything more. Actually, meaning if you look at it as it was, like we said, then you're going to have the measurement that originally was, because you're taking tainum on Krager, so we said, hey, the discrepancy. No, look at it as it was. Was, it was tainum. So now you're taking tainum on tainum, even according to the appropriate meter, because you don't look at it as it is right now, not like Rabba. Now that says the Gemara be'ema sefer, but look at the sefer. The sefer contradicts the resha, and it's going to be difficult in your opinion too. The sefer says gregris al te'enim b'midah. Here it's the flip way. When we said you take te'enim on gregris, you take it b'minyan. Here the brisa says, well, if you're taking off, let's say you have all that tevel is te'enim of figs, of moist figs, and you're taking what you're giving of meiser, you're giving dried figs, then you got to do it in volume and not by number. Why? Because if you can do it by number, you're going to be diminishing the amount of meiser correlating to the volume. Because if one goes and counts up 90 moist figs, that takes up a measurement of 9 kaven. Now, if one's going to count up 10 gregers, that's not going to be even in a volume of even a half of a cup. So it comes out that he's only taking 1 out of every 20 in the numbers of meiser, which is problematic. So therefore, you can't do it by numbers, you got to do it by volume. And on that, as the Gemara, but now you have the question on your opinion. Because if you say, like Rabba, that you look at it as it is right now, that's how you evaluate it, and we don't care what initially was, so Shapa, we could understand the safe of the Brisa, because now you're taking a Kav on to the other 9 Kav. Because you're doing it based on measurement. Right now, you're doing the appropriate measurements, which you're having a ratio of 1 to 10. Because you're doing in what it is right now. But Eli Amrit Likamay Shehain, but if you're saying, like, you're asking on Rabbah, then no, we look at something at how it originally was. So then, Marba B'Maisersu, so you're overdoing, you're increasing the amount of Maiser. Because, what do you mean? As it originally was? It originally was moist, these dried figs that you're taking as Maiser. So it comes out that in this Kav Gregors that you're doing B'Mida, so you're doing one Kav Gregors to the other nine of Chulin, it really comes out that you're taking two Kavin. Because you have to look at it as it originally was, which was moist. So then increasing Maiser. So that's also difficult to you. Sela rather says the Gemara, it's not difficult in Rabbah, it's not difficult in you. Because actually when we said in the Braisa, the terminology of Tarmin, it actually means Truma. It doesn't mean as we were originally explaining that of Maiser. Elohacha b'truma g'daylaskin. Here we're talking about the big Truma, which is that which is given to the Kayin first. In contrast, let's say, to Trumas Maiser, which is the Truma that the Levi gives from his Maiser, a Maiser to the Kayin. And v'resha ba'ayin yafa. You're right, there was an increase in both these cases. And the resha is talking about when one's giving with a generous eye. V'seifa ba'ayin yafa, and so too the seifa is talking about when one's giving in a generous way. Meaning, because Truma g'dayla could be taken in a generous way. The reason for that is because actually Truma does not have a measurement that's biblically mentioned in the Torah. Midai Raisa, one wheat kernel would exempt the whole pile from the laws of Truma from making it any more tabel. Now, however, the rabbis came along and said, if one wants to be generous, he gives one out of every 40. If one does it in the middle row type of way, he gives one out of every 50. If someone's very stingy, he does one out of every 60. But obviously we see that it could be done in a generous way. So therefore, as the Shita Mugabetz and the Gimel explained, the truth is that we could say like Rabbah, that we look at it and we evaluate it as it is right now. So therefore, like we said, the Seifa was saying like Rabbah. Now, moreover, the ratio which we said, oh, wait a second, according to Rabbah, is going to be too much, that's not a problem, because Truma G'dayla could be taken in a way of just evaluating, and you could do as much as you want to, and therefore you're allowed to increase. Now, Shita Mugabetz points out that the fact that it says that the Seifa was also by Inyafa, that really, we didn't have to say that, because actually the Seifa was not difficult in Rabbah. The only thing is, because the truth is, really, it is by Inyafa, because even in what we're talking about now, that we're answering to my Truma G'dayla, the truth is that one Chita would exempt the whole Kri, so therefore, according to the way it's describing in the Seifa, it's for sure going to be by Inyafa, and therefore it's not difficult on anyone, because we're not talking about the laws of Maestres, we're talking about the laws of Truma, which, yeah, Truma, we want to, the person to be able to give as Ayin Yaf as possible, and that's the way that the Mishnah was describing it, about taking it in the most generous type of way. Now, that is the Gemara Yachim HaSeifa, but look at the Seifa then. If you're saying that you're talking about Truma, so and not like the way we initially assumed we're talking about Maestr, but it says, Amr B'lazer B'b'yesi, he's coming to disagree. And he says that even in the case of when you're taking a Truma of Gregoris on the Te'enim, when he says you could do it B'minyan. He says you don't have to do it B'mida. He says you could do it by number. Why? Because he actually holds L'kamay Shehayu Misharan. He says not like Rabbah, seemingly, as we'll explain later on. He says you evaluate it as it was. Which, if that's the way you're viewing as it was, so now that you're taking Gregoris on Te'enim, you actually, even if you do by number, so he said by number, hey, so then the measurements, the volume's not going to work out, you're taking much less. I said, no, you're not taking much less, because we view it as it was. As it was, the Gregoris were also the same size, the same volume as the Te'enim that you're taking it for right now. So you're not diminishing in Maiser. So on that, says Rabbi Elazar B'Yesi, he says, Abba, my father, Rabbi Yesi, and this is what he explains, says, Hayunaitel Esek Gregoris Shebe Maktu, he actually would take 10 dried figs in this vessel, which is where they would put the dried figs, and actually, because of the vessel that they use where they put the dried figs, that's actually why they would call Gregoris many times in Shas, we find Ketzios, because it was actually based on the term of the vessel it was put into, which was where they would dry the figs. So they would take 10 of these, my father would take 10 of these dried figs, al tishrim sheba kolkola, for 90 in the basket, which were the moist figs. So therefore, obviously we see that he holds that it's, and we'll explain that later on, how does that work with Rabbah, l'kamay shahayu, which, because even though now it's dried figs, but initially it was also moist. But one thing the Gemara uses to ask from this part, the Seifa, but if it's like you're answering that we're talking about regular truma, so esamaya vidite, what is Rabbi Elazar B'Yosi saying from his father that he would take 10 for the 90? You're talking about truma. There's no ratio of 1 to 10 for truma. You could say 1 to 40, 1 to 50, 1 to 60 if you're talking about rabbinics, but what is it saying 1 out of 10? Obviously, we're not talking about Truma G'dayla. So obviously, we're talking about Maiser. Then we're back to the questions we had, both the ratio and the Seifa, are difficult to Rabbah and those who dispute him. So El Rather says the Gemara, no. We're not talking about Truma G'dayla. We're talking about the tithe that the Levi gives from his tithe to the Kohen, which is called the Truma of the Maiser. And the same halacha that we explained to understand the Braisa is according to this concept of Ayin Yafa. What, Ayin Yafa? What do you mean? How could you say Ayin Yafa? By Truma Gedel, we understand that's Ayin Yafa. But by Trumas Maisa, it has to be exactly a type just like the original Maisa. And that says the Gemara, Abba Allah Zabin Gaimalhu. The time like we learn the Braisa, he actually says that it is, could be taken Ba'imid. It could be Ba'ayin Yafa. It doesn't have to be exactly a type. That Abba Allah Zabin Gaimalhu, he says in the Pasuk Ba'midbar, V'nechshav lechem trumaschem, that your trumas should be considered, like it says there in the pasuk, like the grain from the silo and from that which is filled up in the wine press. Now, what's trumaschem in the plural? Says Abba Lazim and Gaimel, b'shtei trumas hakazim medaba. The pasuk has two types of trumas. What are these two types? Achas truma gedela, one is the big truma, that which was given to the kain, and v'achas trumas ma'is, the one which is given from the tithe of the Levi's tithe to the kain. What that teaches is the pasuk is equating them in the pasuk of putting it together in trumaschem to tell you, k'shem she truma gedolah nitalas ba'imid, just like the regular truma is taken in evaluation, meaning if let's say someone has a lot of produce, he doesn't have to go ahead and start measuring. He could just estimate if he wants to take one out of every 50. He could just take that ratio of 2%. U'b'machshava, and also with just someone's thought process, which is that he could look over here and think, I want that to be truma, even without actually physically separating, because this is actually how we understand the pasuk. When the pasuk in there in that context is actually talking about by the trumas maisa of the Levim. Now it says v'nechshav lechem. What is v'nechshav lechem? It's talking about machshava, that one could take over his trumas maisa just with machshava, like the pasuk says kadagan min hagayrin, meaning like the truma which is taken from the silo, which is referring to truma gedayla. So obviously, the pasuk is talking about two different types of trumas. And actually, Rashi says, it's from this pasuk that we actually learn out to both of them, truma gedolah and trumas meiser, that they could be taken with machshava, just by thought, to say, hey, I want this part to be truma, and this part to be the regular chulun. And be'aymed, with evaluating, because v'nechshav is actually going on both of them. So that's what Abba Lozav and Gemel says. Just like Truma Gedolah is taken by Imer Machshava, Kach Trumas Maisa, and they tell us by Imer can be taken with evaluation, which this is the idea that we're saying, as we'll see, and meaning one could just evaluate how much is that he has to take off the tithe, and as a continued type of Nun Hei Manav, Ube Machshava, as the Gemara says in Shabbos Kavim and Beis Manav, like we said, that you could look at one side and say, oh, I want that part to be the Truma or the Trumas Maisa, and you could eat on the other side. Now, that continues the Gemara, so we could say the same idea, what we're saying here in this Gemara. Ma truma gedolah ba'ayin yafa, just like truma gedolah can be taken in a generous way, where although biblically you can fulfill it with just one wheat kernel, but you could take 140, 150, 160. Av trumas maisa ba'ayin yafa, so too trumas maisa can be given with a generous way, and that's why we said that you could take to einim on the gregris b'minyan, which we said, hey, if you can earn b'minyan, so although the numbers work out, the problem is, but b'midi taking more than what you're supposed to, that's okay. Because we said we're not talking about ma'isa, we're talking about trumas ma'isa, and it's going like Abba Lozav ben Gaimel, which he says that it can be done just like truma gedolah, and just like truma gedolah can be enough, you can give more than what's necessary, here also you can give more than what's necessary. However, the Gemara continues, says, but I mean, now that we brought this opinion of Abba Lozav, there's a difficulty, as we had alluded to in passing, on Rabbah. Because Amr Belazer Rabbi Yisi, he says, Abba Hayinoitel Esa Gregor Sheba Mikzaya, Altishim Sheba Kokala. My father, not like the Tanakama, he would take 10 dried figs that was in this vessel on the 90 lachim, on the moist ones that was in the basket. And that is the Gemara on Rabba, Iyamid Bishlam Elikamay Shehein. I mean, if you say that this is what Rabbi Yisi did, is that he was going based on what initially was Shoshaba, that's okay. Because although right now it's Gregorius, and therefore it's a lesser volume, but we don't go based on what it is right now. We go what it originally was. Originally was Tainim. So now you're taking 10 Tainim on 90 Tainim. But if you say like Rabbah that you look at it as right now, so then you're diminishing the amount of Meiser regarding the volume. Because if one would go ahead and take as he says, to do it b'minyan in numbers, it comes out you're taking less meiser in the volume that's necessary. So the Gemara, no, it's not to have gone Rabbah. Because Kiyas Rav Dimi, Amir Balazar, said in Amir Balazar, that Shani Gregorius, Rabbi Yisi held that Gregorius is different, and therefore it's not a problem of that it has a lesser volume right now if you can do by numbers. Because hayu v'yachal l'shalkan, you could soak it, ulachzir l'kamayashayin, it could go back to what originally was. It'll actually swell back to being the moist fig that originally was. And therefore, that's what he says, my father didn't care. Not because he went l'kamayashayin. No, everyone agrees to Rabbi that we go l'kamayashayin achshav. But for a different reason, he held that his father said you could do gregris on te'enim, because gregris essentially is like te'enim, because you could just put into water and it'll go back. Therefore, he considers it as if right now it's te'enim, and that's why his father would take even esek gregris, shemigitzel, tishem shemukakol, b'minyan, because actually that would even be the same midah, because of that it could be soaked and come back to what it was.